Doug Hollingsworth, the founder of the Georgia Golf Trail, on with us. And I'm telling you, this is a cat right here you won't want to miss, all right? Stay tuned. We're coming to you live from Timber Creek Golf Club. This is Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
Hi, this is Roger Maltby from NBC Sports. You're listening to Randy Bergen on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen, joined by the owner and general manager here at Timber Creek, the big guy, the Raging Cajun, Mr. Rob Bradley, also hanging out with us, the host of WarEagleTV.com. Doug Holton. Doug, I have to grab right there at my heart every time I say that. You know, as an Alabama fan, it comes off pretty tough, bro. Don't mind telling you.
The tide's rolling pretty good right now, so you're okay.
You're all right.
Thank you. I feel better. I feel much better right now. Hey, look, let's go to our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, and welcome in a friend of ours. And he is the founder of the Georgia Golf Trail, Mr. Doug Hollingsworth. Doug, how you doing, pal?
I'm good, man. I'm sitting here watching it rain over here in Georgia.
Well, it's doing the same thing over here in Alabama. We are inside the restaurant here at Timber Creek. Hopefully the rain will pass and the folks can get back out and play some golf. Speaking of which, as the founder of the Georgia Golf Trail, let's talk about the golf trail. And we know that Georgia has a ton of great golf courses over there, but there's something else about Georgia. It's a pretty doggone nice place to go live, too. You got some pretty nice places over there.
Thanks, Randy. We do. Georgia has certainly a rich history of golf, as we know, coming up here. First week in April, some tournament over in Augusta, Georgia, that everybody loves around the world. But Georgia's got a lot to offer, from the north, from the mountains to the Atlanta, to the lake area, to coastal Savannah. All over Georgia, you've got some great golf courses, some great residential places people can come and buy a second home or move or whatever. We do get a lot of people up from the north moving into Georgia. They see what a great state it is, and so we've been very excited and very happy with what we've been doing. Our 10th year is this year for the trail, and very excited about that. We mainly work with golf courses that are tied into resorts or lodging, things like that, so people can come and enjoy. Certainly some people have heard of Sea Island or maybe Callaway Gardens over there near Alabama line. We have about 24 properties on the trail. People can go to GeorgiaGolfTrail.com and find out more information about the trail. But, Randy, there's a lot to see and do. I mean, certainly most people can fly into Georgia from anywhere in the world within one flight. There's so much to do on the coast. Some great food, a lot of history, one of the first, 13 original colonies. There's just a lot to see and do here in Georgia, and we could talk about this the rest of the day.
Well, there's absolutely no doubt about it. I was visiting with Doug Hollingsworth, the founder of the Georgia Golf Trail, and may I say presented by Bridgestone Golf. Of course, we share in common a lot with Bridgestone, and we're real excited. Joey Johnson, the publisher and editor-in-chief of our magazine, Southern Fairways, we're real excited now to be partnering up with the Georgia Golf Trail, and you, of course, Doug. It's been a pleasure. We're excited about what's going to happen. But there are a ton of great golf courses in Georgia on this trail. Just to name a couple for you, how about Jekyll Island Golf Club.
That's
Resort?
Nice.
You've got, as you mentioned, the Callaway Resort and Garden, Chateau Alain. Okay, that's on there. I mean, now the one that probably I would be most interested in, and I got to be honest with you, I've never played, never heard of it before, is called The Frog. Can you help me with that one?
Frog is a Troon management company. It's It's a really, really nice course outside of west of Atlanta, going toward Alabama, actually, right off I-20. Very unique and just one of those gems that you don't find about. I'm not sure I really remember what they said, why they named it the Frog, but I think there probably is a story behind it. But I've been out there, and it's just a beautiful place. And just like the Georgia State Park, we have 63 state parks here in Georgia, and 9 of them have golf courses. With the top being Brasstown Valley up in North Georgia, right next to North Carolina. Beautiful resort up there, one of the best golf courses I've ever played. Great, great mountain resort. But the other 8 courses are what we like to call hidden gems. And you might have to go a ways to find them, but they're all over the state. And they are beautiful. You can camp, you can stay in lodges, you can stay in cabins, and those are some of the most fantastic stuff ever. So Jekyll Island is a unique area. It has 63 holes of golf, 3 18s and a 9. The 9 is over 100 years old and home to a lot of the old rich guys that used to come down, the Mellons and the Vanderbilts. They came down and built this club. And but so much to see and do on the coast. From Savannah to Jekyll, it's only about an hour. Savannah's got so much to do. Certainly great food. We're home to the PGA Champions Tour for 14 years. Just a lot of fun, a lot of history. One of the scariest places, they say, in the United States. And it's certainly a great family event. Guys, weekend, whatever it may be, you certainly want to check out Savannah. You can just go to visitsavannah.com and find out more information. But there's so much to do. PGA Tour has been home to quite a few things here over the years. Currently have the Tour Championship here in Atlanta. But there's been other places like Sea Island hosts the RSM Classic every year in November, and just a lot of things to see and do here, Randy.
Well, there's no question about it. As we're visiting with Doug Hollingsworth, the owner and founder of the Georgia Golf Trail. And you mentioned, I mean, there's so many beautiful golf courses along in the state of state of Georgia, along with just neat places to go. Savannah, as you mentioned, that is a wonderful, wonderful place, and it is growing. If you've not been there, you've got to go visit Savannah. And there's a little, as you mentioned, that little golf course that'll be holding a tournament coming up in just a couple of weeks, a little place called Augusta. Is always really neat. You can check out this website at GeorgiaGolfAndTravel.com, GeorgiaGolfAndTravel.com, and see all the wonderful golf courses and see what is going on with Doug and all that. But Doug, yeah, I got to tell you, man, we are excited to have you on board with us, looking to do a lot of neat things over the course of the next several months and years, and I just want to tell you, and I speak for Georgia, saying we're happy to be a part of what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much. I am excited about what we've got planned with the magazine and also on your radio show, and look forward to helping you, and certainly want people to know about your area and other parts of the Southeast so they can go to, and certainly vice versa. So we appreciate you having me on today.
Well, you're going to be back on many, many times. I can promise you that for sure. So stay dry, be safe, and I'm sure that we'll be seeing each other pretty soon at a golf course near you.
And I know because you mentioned Bridgestone, but Bridgestone, you know, is headquartered here in Georgia.
That's right.
About 30 minutes from my house. So we have a great relationship with Bridgestone Golf.
Well, let me just mention, Adam Rayberg is going to be on with us next week. Adam, just a great guy. Yeah, he's a great guy with Bridgestone. So he and Elliot, of course, the president, Dan Murphy, just a, I mean, you talk about just an awesome family. That is that Bridgestone family is fantastic.
They are very much, and they make a great product. Thank you again, Randy.
Thank you, brother. All right, we'll talk soon. Doug Hollingsworth, the owner, president of Georgia Golf and Travel, you know, the Georgia Golf Trail. So great to have him on. And we're excited to get over and play some of those golf courses. I can promise you there are some beautiful ones over there. The Frog, I got to go play that.
Yeah.
You know, when I saw that, the Frog, I was in a little town called Rain, Louisiana.
Sure.
Okay. And whenever I pulled into Rain, Louisiana, man, there were frogs everywhere. They had frog statues everywhere. Like when you go to Pensacola, you see the Pelicans?
Yes.
They had frog statues everywhere. It's painted on everything. So I said, what is going on with this? And they used to sell frog legs, apparently, from Rain, Louisiana.
That's
I mean, just by the thousands.
It was a hopping place. I mean, there's a bad joke sitting there, and you got to take it, right?
You got to. But no, great to have Doug on, and we encourage you, if you're going to be in the Georgia area, over in the States somewhere, check out the Georgia Golf Trail. They've got it situated where you've got resorts and all that with it, so be sure and check it out for sure.
So they've kind of, we know the Alabama Trail was kind of developed. The Georgia Trail, they've kind of put together existing courses.
Exactly.
And made a trail.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and apparently really some nice, some really nice courses on there.
Sounded pretty nice.
Yeah.
You think we could pull up to Augusta and say, we got mixed up? No.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
We have our trail.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Hey, we mentioned Tiger Woods and he being inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. That happens on March the 9th, Wednesday, March the 9th. You can watch that on the Golf Channel. It'll be 7 Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. And there's several. There's four inductees. Susie Maxwell Burning, Tim Fitchum, remember? The past commissioner. The late Marion Hollins. And, of course, one Tiger Woods.
Wow.
All right. Now, we remember, if I ask you what speech do you remember whenever you think of a Hall of Famer, who do you think of first?
Of their Hall of Fame speech?
Of their Hall of Fame speech. I can tell you mine's real quick. FC.
I thought of Fred Couples.
That's
first.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was on TV.
Well, yeah. Well, you can watch this, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you remember a little bit about Phil's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Freddie's is the one that really got you because we know Freddie's is cool, calm, and collective.
Yeah.
Okay. You've had interactions with him. I've had interactions with him. Just a laid back dude.
Yeah.
That's the story about that.
Yeah.
But he had it written out on an index card or something, and he went to his good buddy Jim Nance, and Jim was like, Fred, you got to have a little more than that.
But, you know, and he was cool through the whole thing until he got to the very end, man. Yeah. He got choked up on it, and I think we all remember that for sure.
I told you my story about him being at Le Triomphe.
No.
Look, we opened up Le Triomphe Golf Club in Lafayette, Louisiana. And we flew in Fred, Andy Beam, Jan Stevenson, and Fuzzy Zeller to do a tournament. And I look in the bag room, and Fred's in the bag room.
Oh.
And I said, what are you doing, man? I said, there's a $100 plate dinner upstairs. He goes, I don't like those things. So I asked him, I said, I heard you were laid back. I said, what's the most laid back thing you've ever done on a tour? He said, I missed my tee time for the Houston Open. I said, really? I said, what was the matter? He said, my favorite show was on. I said, what was it? He said, you know those film festivals of the Three Stooges?
Yeah.
I was watching that, and I got caught up in it. And he missed his tee time for the Houston Open. So this is the guy sitting in the bag room.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
The guy that used to not answer the phone.
Yeah. Yes. I got to tell you, we were over his first year actually playing over at the – it was the Mississippi Golf Resort Classic at Fallen Oak. I said, Fred, I said, I want to show you this video real quick. And he looked at me like cross-eyed, and he like, really? And I'm like, you know what? Why don't I get back with you on that? I'll share it with you some other time. He said, thank you. So you're too cool. You're too cool. All right, let's take a time out when we come back. David Mugel, he's got Golf for Dummies coming up right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.